Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How do we hear every man in our own tongue from where we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Yahweh. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, What does this mean? Others, mocking, said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says Yahweh, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Then I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of Yahweh shall come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved of Yahweh amongst you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahweh did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Yahweh, you have taken, and by wicked hands have impaled and slain, whom Yahweh has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in the grave, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his grave is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Yahweh has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Messiah to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahshua has Yahweh raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, Yahweh said to my sovereign, Sit you on my right hand until I make your foes your footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahweh has made that same Yahshua, whom you have impaled, both sovereign and Messiah. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua the Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahweh and having favor with all the people, and our sovereign added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. End of chapter.